This one is tough, right? Because some of the orgs that we work in are, you know, 10 years old or older than that. And oftentimes the reason why, you know, some code was written is because maybe 10 years ago, there wasn't functionality that was built in to Salesforce that allowed you to do that declaratively, right? It was clicks, not code. And so I think Salesforce has done a much better job, especially in recent years, of enabling admins that aren't developers to do things within Salesforce that used to be where you could only accomplish that thing in code. For me, my approach is one step at a time, right? And so again, it all goes back to those requirements that we deal with when we do that first discovery session, right? In the first week or first 2 weeks. And I think what I like to do is identify an object or a process that needs remediation, right? So let's say it's their sales process or something to that effect, where you're dealing with, you know, the objects, lead, account, contact, opportunity, asset, maybe a contract, order. These are sort of the standard sales objects. And then you sort of go one by one and identify, you know, hey, let's look at what automations are tied to the account object. Let's look at what workflows maybe still exist or what apex triggers still exist that are tied to the opportunity object. And then you sort of slowly work your way through it. It never really helps an org to go through. To me, it almost feels like a waste of time to say, okay, let me look at all of the apex triggers in this org and then determine what's still viable and what's not, what we need to get rid of. It makes way more sense from the perspective of wanting to make the org more usable for the end users by approaching it at a you might call it a sub-project level, right? So, you know, let's get the sales process in order, then we can move on to the lead process, then we can move on to customer service or whatever it is, and you go object by object and try to identify that technical debt that way.